Reb Meihi. This price goes according to Reb Meihi. To Yom Rashi says, Besulat Sheikol Besulek HaYomim. Prat Lo Begeris. V'yaisin Lo Bibsuleh Lamute Bulish Lo Kadakar D'Sharim. Like we had before, according to Reb Meihi, Bibsuleh teaches us that even if a man lived with an ishish like Kadarka, still she's muta to a kohen gadol. So this price goes according to Reb Meihi. The Rav, and Rav that says no, if a man lives with an ishish like Kadarka, she's also to a kohen gadol. For Rav the Yomek Reb Lezer, Rav goes according to Reb Lezer. For at the Gemara, Reb Lezer, if Rav is going according to Reb Lezer, shito. So ma'ir mishum bula, why do you have to say that she's a bula? The Rashi says, Rav the Yom Apsula, that goes according to Reb Lezer Shita. So I tell you, the Morias Kasha now, according to Rav, what do you want to tell me now? If a man lives with Anisha, Shloi Kadarka, she has a Din Bula, like she's also to a Kohen Gadol. So the Kasha is, what do you have to come on that she's a Bula for? Tepe Glei, the heavy law, Zoyna. The Chura, she's a Zoyna. According to Reb Lezer Shita, any time a man lives with Anisha, and they're not married, she becomes a Zoyna. To Omer Reb Lezer, a bachelor, a man that's not married, comes on an isha that's not married. They don't do it l'shem mitzvah to have kedushin. They stam do it l'shem znus, even though there's no big aver involved about it. There's no chai v'lav and chav yasei. The case where she's not a nida is also zayna. You make her into a zayna, even in a case where there's no avera, still according to the blessing, she becomes a zayna. So over here, what do you have to tell me now? That she has a shame bula, a biyish like a darka, makes her into a bula, typically she's also to a kohen gadol, because she's a zayna. Not only to a kohen gadol, she's also to any kohen. So Rashi, devil is zayna. V'yafilu l'kohen hedyet asura. She should be also even to a kohen hedyet. To Omar Reb Lezer, l'kama pirkum, Lezer says later, that an issa zayna is any type of a biya that's not done the shame kedusha, when they're not married, she becomes a zayna. So Gemara says, Omar Reb Yosef, yes, we still need the chiddush. You're telling me now a chiddush that Rav holds that a biyash like kedarka makes her also to a kohen gadol. So kasher is anytime she has a biyah with a man, she becomes a zayna. I'll tell you no. The biyah was a biyash like kedarka with an animal. She took an animal and she lived with an animal. So the animal went into her, and it went into a shloik kedarka. Tohosan the Gemara says mishum bulika lamaisa she's a bula. She had a biyash like kadaka, she becomes a bula. She's also to a kohen gadol because of a bula. Mashenke mishum zoyna leka, but a din znus she doesn't have. Like Rashi says, ti afilu le kamon mishmaitin, ti yein znus le behema. For an isha lives with a behema, with an animal, it does not have a shame znus. She can't become a zoyna. This is the nafkamina, that if an isha lived with an animal, she like kadaka, she still has a psulim, lamaisa she still also to a kohen gadol. Because that's Rav Talocha, like Reb Lezer, that Lamaisa, she's called Abula. The gate of a kind God, she's also. So Mer says, no, Omalei Abaye, Abaye has the kasher back. Memonoshok, like what's going on here? Any way you look at it, it's wrong. Ibula Heve, if you're telling me now when she lives with an animal, she gets a shame Bula, it's called Isnus, it's called a Bia. She's called a Bula, for the Gemara Zayna Nami Heve, she should also be called a Zayna then. As according to Reb Lezer, any time Anisha has Bia, she becomes a Zayna if it's not a husband. So you're telling me now that a Znus with an animal gives her a shame Bula, it's called a Bia, so who are they? She should become a Zayna. Elamai vi Zayna lehevi. If you want to tell me she's not called a Zayna, because the Bia of an animal is not called a Bia, when an animal goes into her, that's not called a Bia, she's not called a Zayna. For at the Gemara, she should also not be called a bula. She should be mutter to a kohen gadol, like a mamonishach. When an animal goes into her, it's called a bia, she's both. If it's not called a bia, it's nothing. So again, the kasha from Rav, if Rav goes a libid Reb Lezer, what does he have to say that bia shloikadaka makes her into a bula? Type of letter, she's a zayna. She's also anywhere to any kohen. So more something like this. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me did he have a muketzeitz? Maybe no. Maybe if she lives with an animal, it's doima to a muketzeitz. That means just a piece of wood where a stick went into her over there. A muketzeitz like a darka. That a muketzeitz, that means if a stick goes into the mukam, not the right place, it's not break the psulim, goes on the other side, so So avadish is mutter. So maybe that's the way an animal is also. An animal is not called a bia, so therefore she's not called a zayna. But lamaisa, she's also to a kain, because lamaisa it's like a mukatzesh like a darker. The Mara says, in Cain, if you want to tell me that a Mukat Saints, Shaloi Kedarka, makes an Isha Bula to Kain Godel, that a Kain Godel cannot live with an Isha, that was a Mukat Saints, that means just some wood, went a piece of stick, went into a muck and went into the other place over there, for the Gemara, Ein Lecho Isha Shekshar Lakuna, you'll never have an Isha that's Mukat to a Kain Godel. Shaloi Nasas Mukat Saints, I date Soror. Whenever Anisha cleans herself, wipes herself, after she went to the Beis HaKisei, whenever she wipes herself, so in the Mole of Morris times, didn't have paper then, they used to use a stone. So when she'll clean herself with a stone, the stone goes into the place there a little bit. So you're telling me now that Shloi Kedarkoi, El Mukatzeit, if anything goes into that place, and she makes a rasa to a Kohen Gadol, so every Isha always cleans herself, she always rubs herself there with a stone, and the stone goes in over there. So if the stone goes in, it should be called like a mukat saints, shloi kedarko, that she should be also to a kohen gadol. And we know that's not the halacha. Kohen gadol is allowed to marry an isha. So the pshat is that a mukat saints, shloi kedarko, not in the right place with the psulama, from the other place, does not make her into a bula kohen gadol. Havad, the kohen gadol could still marry her. So back to the kasha then. Even if she lives with an animal, with a behemoth, shloi kedarko, since it's not called a bia, that's why she's not called a zayna. If it's not called a bia, hu adin, she's mutter to a kain gadol. She should not be called a bula. It's like a mukat's eitz. She's like a dark and ravada. She's mutter to a kain gadol. Samara says, Elu amar Rab Zeira. So back to the kasha, like, what was Rav's halacha? Where was Rav's chiddush that if a man lives with an isha, like a dark, she's also to a kain gadol, like a manashach. She's a zayna according to Rab Lezer. So Samara says, Elu amar Rab Zeira. I'll give you a case. Bima menis. Have a case of a mimamenis. Mimamenis means a ketana that got married, the father wasn't alive, or else after the father already married her off once, she got a get. So, the kedushin is only midrabbonin, that the brother or the mother married her off. And then after a while, she doesn't like her husband, she's mimayin, she says goodbye to her husband. So the maisa mimamenis is not called an amona, she's not called a grusha, she's muta to a kain godel. Here's the nafkamina that the first husband lived with a shloi kedarka. So even according to Rabbi Lezer, a zoyna she does not become. Because at the time when she lived with the first husband, it was beheter. With the Rabbanan, they were married together, they had kedushin with the Rabbanan. It wasn't called a zoyna. Now the isha is mamayin, gets rid of him. A mamayin does not make a rasa to a kohen gadol. She's not called an amona, she's not called a grusha. Lamaisa, she's mutter to a kohen gadol. The only thing that's wrong is that she had a bia with the first husband, shloi kedarka. That's Rav's chiddush, that if a man lives with her, shloi kedarka, even though she still has a psulim, lamaisa, she's not called isha b'psuler anymore, and therefore kohen gadol is also to her. Since it's Rav's chiddush in such a case, there'll be enough kamina that a zoyna she's not, because at the time when she lived with her husband, she was married to a midrabbanan. But now she gets rid of her husband with Miyun. She's not called an Amona, but since they first had Biyash, like a Daka, she's also to a Kohen Gadol.
Right.
Omer Rav Simi Bar Chiya. Nivala la Behema Ksheru Lakuna. An Isha that had Znus with a Behema, I shouldn't say Znus, but she lived with an animal, so Lamaisa, she's still Ksheru Lakuna. So Rashi learns, Afilu la Kohen Gadol, she's Muta, to Mukatz Eitz Bialmihi. A man de shari ba mukat saint shari ba. But even in the case that she lived with an animal in a normal place, that when the animal went in, it broke up sulim. Still he holds she is kshar with a kohen gadol, because an animal is not called a bia. It's called like a mukat saint, like some a piece of wood went in there. So according to the man de yom that holds a mukat saint is muta to a kohen gadol, who adin if she had bia with an animal, she's also muta still to a kohen gadol. We learn like this also. Nivala lami sheino ish. If an isha lived with a person that's not a man, kura means an animal. Afa pisha beskila, even though she's chayiv skila, if there are edim there and they warned her, she's chayiv skila. But let's say there were no edim there. Ksheru lakuna, the case where she does not get skila and she still lives, and somebody wants to, the kohen gadol wants to marry her, lamaisa she's mutter to a kohen gadol. Because a bia with an animal is not called a bia that makes her into a bula. So Mara says, Ki yosi ravimi. Omari said like this, Maisa beribach, as happened once with one young girl. Behisli. Rashi says Shem Mamokim. That was the name of the place. Shoisa Mechabedes Esabayis. She was cleaning the house. Verova Kelev Kufri. Miachreho. And a dog ran after her. Rashi learns Kufri means Kelevim Gedolim. Shetzodim Bem Chayas. To dig wild hunting dogs. Ran after her. Miachreho. And Rashi Shloik Kedarko. And the animal lived with her, Shloik Kedarko, the dog. Rashi di Kedarko Lagorim Mukatsaitz. Because if it was done Kedarko, it's not worse than the Mukatsaitz. And this man, the Amoz, the Mukatsaitz is also. So talking about where the animal lived with her, Shloik Kedarko, the Yachshiva Rabbi Lakuna. And Rabbi said, she's Mutta to a Kain. She's Mutta, Yachshiva Rabbi Lakuna. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel, and Lakuna Pashin means Lakain Godel. So the verse says, Omar Shmuel. Ulekayin Gadol bimei Rebbe. It meant to say that she is mutter to a Kayin Gadol in Rebbe's time. For the Gemara, Kayin Gadol mihevei. What did it's part of Kashom Shmuel? Kayin Gadol bimei Rebbe, Kayin Gadol mihevei. Was there a Kayin Gadol in Rebbe's times? Rashi says Rebbe was the Acha Churban Abayis. So he was after the Churban Abayis. Amikdash Hasheni. Kamaderas a lot of generations. She was Seifat Tanoim. Is the end of Tanoim. So in Rebbe's times, there was no Kohen Gadol. So what do you mean to say, like he was matara to get married to a Kohen Gadol? So Rebbe says to say, Poshid, El Ruya Le Kohen Gadol. He meant to say such an Isha. Since a dog lived with her, Shaloi Kedarka, she is still mutter even to a Kohen Gadol. Oma Le Rava Mi Parkin, or Mi Parkruza, Le Ravashi. So Rava from this place said to Ravashi, Minoha Milsa, how do we know this thing? The Yomar Rabbanan, that Rabbanan tell us, that ain't Znus Labayma. Like we're saying now, if a dog, if an animal lives with an Isha, doesn't give a shame Znus. It's not called like a Bia. It's not called like a Bia. At most it's called like a Mukatseitz. And therefore, Shloikadak, Avadish is Mutter. So Mar says, Dechsil, because the Pasuk says, Loisavi Esnan Zoino Mechir Kelef. You're not let her bring for a korban Esnan Zoina. If you live with an Isha Zoina, and you give her a present, you pay her for it, you give her an animal for this nus, so this animal is also to bring for korban. Or Mechir Kelev. If somebody owns a dog, and he wants to exchange it with an animal, somebody says, you give me your tle, your sheep, and I'll give you my dog. So this sheep now, since it's a Mechir, it's a Mechir Kelev, it's the exchange for a dog, you're not going to bring that sheep for an animal, for a korban. So these two animals can't be brought for korban. Esnan Zoyna, if this is the pay that somebody paid a Zoyna, or if it's the exchange for a dog, it can't be brought for korban. Well, so now we learn like this. Esnan Kelev. What about the opposite? Let's say somebody pays the payment for a dog. Trash Esnan Kelev. Shim Omar Odom Le Zoyna. Somebody tells the Zoyna, Hey Lech Tle Ze. Take this Tle. Vihibor Li Le Kalbi. And I want you to have, I want you Zoyna to have Znus with my dog. Oh, Mechir Zoyna. And I'll give you the tle instead. I'll give you the tle for a payment that you should live with my kelef. Or else, oh, Mechir Zoyna. To mean, Shehichlev Zoyna betle. So if you exchange a Zoyna for an animal, you tell a Zoyna, here, let me have you, and you take this tle. His mutar le mizbech. In these two cases, the tle, the animal, is mutar to the mizbech. So here's the rise, Rashi, Midishori, Yestan Kelev. Al malaz nusil. Since the exchange, the payment for a kelev, he would tell a Zoyna, I want you to live with my dog, and I'll pay you a tler with it, that tler is mutter to the Beis Hamikdash for korban. So you see, it's not called znus with a kelev, with a dog. So Mar says, Utsanan, Esnan kelev u'mechir Zoyna, mutarin. Why? Mishum Shneim, the Pasuk says, Gam Shneim, that both the Zoyna, Gam Shneim, so we dash in Shneim lo yabo. There's only two cases and not four cases. There's only the Esnan of a Zoyna and the Mechir of a Kelev. Yeah, so say now at the Gam Shneim, that lo yabo, only two is also, the Esnan Zoyna and the Mechir Kelev is also. Mashenka, the opposite way, the Esnan Kelev and the Mechir Zoyna, that's Mutter. So this is the proof that if you have znus with an animal, it's not called znus, it's not called a bia. Tanarab nusogi now. Tanarab bori, we learned like this. What about anusas atzmoi, or mafutas atzmoi, lo yisa? Let's say a Kohen Gadol was minus an isha. He took a young girl, a nara, she was a nara psula. If he would have married her, everything would have been good.
for instead of marrying her, first he was manasa. He forced her to live with him. Not that he forced her, but he talked her into it, until finally she agreed to have znus with him. So the Kohen Gadol is the one that made her into a psula. The Kohen Gadol himself. So the price says, lo yisa. The katchila is not allowed to marry her. But if he married her though, the kedushin is chal, he's allowed to stay married to her. If he did marry her, he's allowed to stay married to her. And some learned the pshat is that the yisa of a Kohen Gadol is only the maisa kedushin. He's not allowed to be mekadesh, or make nisui, make the kinyan with the bula. But over here, since he already made the nisuyin, the maisa, once he made it, he's muta to her. What about anusas chaveroi? Let's say it's not the Kohen Gadol, but it's somebody else that was minus this isha. Or mefutis chaveroi, somebody else talked this isha into having znus with him. So the maisa, now she's a bula. So here the din is la yisa. Kohen Gadol now is not allowed to marry her. V'yemnosa, let's say Kohen Gadol did marry her, he did an aveira. The maisa, she's a bula. Her Kohen Gadol is also to her. His Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer havlad chalal. The vlad tak is also possible. Since the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her, the kid, if they have a kid, is called a cholol. The cholol maimrim havlad kosher. No, the cholol said the kid is not a cholol, the kid is kosher. Well, so we'll see, even though avad the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her, but the maisa, the kid is not called a cholol. So we'll explain it. Now it says, Yemnosu Nosi, by Bulas Atzmai, where the Kohen Gadol himself was first manas to Sisha. So he's the one that made her into a Bula. Now it says, if he's married her, it's called the Kedushin Eschal, the Nesun Eschal. But Omer Rafuna, Omer Rav, Umoitzi Beget. Rafuna Rav says he's not allowed to stay married to her, he has to give her a get. Could be Midrabonin, he has to give her a get. Fred Gemara of Yelohokatoni, Yemnosu Nosi, like what do you mean to say he has to give her a get? It says clearly, if they're married, the mashma they're married. It says them nosu nosi. If they're married, they're married. Poshis mashma. If they did get married, they're allowed to stay married. So what are you telling me that he has to give her a get? Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov Loimer. He needs to teach us like this. He comes to tell us.